This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Voting to elect a new leadership of Nepali Congress is beginning in a while. Five candidates vying for party presidency, including Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba. Nepal receives nearly 2 million doses of Moderna COVID-19 vaccines under COVAX facility. President Bidya Devi Bhandari launches MBBS and other academic programs of Karnataka Academy of Health Sciences. And US President Joe Biden declares a disaster in Kentucky following massive destruction by powerful tornadoes. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress Central Election Committee has unveiled the final name list of candidates for the voting to elect a new leadership in the party's 14th General Convention. The voting is scheduled to be held in a while. The name list includes Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba, Nepali Congress leaders Bimalendra Nidhi, Prakash Man Singh, Dr. Shekhar Koirala and Kalyan Kumar Gurung as the candidates for the post of party president. Similarly, Bijay Kumar Gachhadar, Purna Bahadur Khadka, Mahesh Acharya, Sujata Koirala, Dr. Chandra Bhandari, Thanraj Gurung and Dibeshwari Shah will be vying for the posts of two vice presidents. Six candidates, Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat, Dr. Minendra Rizal, Bishop Prakash Sharma, Gagan Kumar Thapa, Pradeep Paudel and Dr. Razaram Karki are to contend for the seats of two general secretaries. Meanwhile, 57 candidates have withdrawn their candidacy from the election process. Among those withdrawing their candidacies are Yuvraj Nyopani, who had filed his candidacy for the post of party president, and Surendra Prasad Chaudhary, who had filed nomination for the post of joint general secretary. The raised 55 candidates have withdrawn their candidacy from the post of party central member. The Nepali Congress General will elect the party office bearers, including one president, two vice presidents, two general secretaries and eight joint general secretaries. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress Central Election Committee coordinator Gopal Krishna Ghimire has informed a vote count for the post of president will begin immediately after the completion of voting. Nepal has received nearly 2 million additional doses of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine under the COVAX facility. Senior Pharmacy Officer at the Management Division of Health Service Department, Bade Babu Thapa, informed that Nepal received 1,965,800 doses of Moderna vaccine yesterday. With this, Nepal has received 3,651,006 doses of Moderna vaccines so far under the COVAX facility. The government is preparing to vaccinate the Moderna jab to people aged between 12 to 18 from the 19th of December. A total of 254 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 8,682 samples. Likewise, 234 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, a person died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,529 in the country so far. The Jumla-based Karnali Academy of Health Sciences has launched the much-awaited MBBS program. President Bidya Devi Bhandari launched the program amidst a ceremony in Jumla yesterday. On the occasion, President Bhandari also laid a foundation stone for the 760 million rupees medical science building construction project. According to Academy Vice Chancellor Dr. Mangal Rawal, the Academy also formally began the classes for MBBS, B Pharma, BNS and BMS. Rwanda's non-resident ambassador to Nepal, Jacqueline Amukangira, has proposed Nepal for a bilateral aviation agreement. During her courtesy meeting with Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Prem Bahadur Ali, at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Ambassador Mukhangira proposed the minister to go for the bilateral aviation pact. The ambassador insisted on the agreement, citing that it would help promote tourism business in both countries further consolidating the bilateral ties. Tourism Minister Ali responded the proposal positively and assured of addressing it through a due process. The CPN-UML Central Committee meeting has formed its Standing Committee and the Politburo. The Central Committee meeting held yesterday also selected in charges of all seven provinces. General Secretary of the party, Shankar Pokhrel, informed that leader Debraj Khimire has been selected as Province 1 in charge, Raghubir Mahaseth as Province 2 in charge, Kasinath Adhikari as Bagmati Province in charge, Padma Aryal as Gandaki Province in charge. Similarly, the meeting also designated Chabilal Biswakarma as Lumbini Province in charge, Yamlal Kandel as Karnali Province in charge and Lekhraj Bhatta as Far West in charge. The Mountain Advocacy Summit 2022 is to be organized in Mustang on the 13th and 14th of March in 2022 to aware the world of the climate change impact in the mountain region. The objective of the summit is to draw the attention of all stakeholders towards the problems and challenges faced by the Himalayan region due to the effects of climate change. The summit is to be jointly organized by the Karnali Integrated Rural Development and Research, KIRDAC Nepal, the Mountain Foundation Nepal, the International Forum for Food Security and Climate Justice, among other organizations. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The death toll from powerful tornadoes that devastated towns in Kentucky is likely to pass 100, the governor says, as hope of finding survivors wins. Andy Beshear said this was the most devastating tornado event in the state's history, with at least 80 confirmed deaths. 14 deaths have been reported in 4 other states. In Kentucky, rescue workers culled debris for survivors while teams distributed water and generators to residents. More than 300 members of the National Guard were going door to door and removing debris. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared a disaster in Kentucky, which is the worst affected state. Biden has signed a federal emergency disaster declaration releasing funds for Kentucky. He said the loss of life caused by the tornadoes was a tragedy. The G7 group of rich nations has warned Russia of massive consequences if it invades Ukraine. Speaking after a summit in Liverpool, UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said the group wanted Russia to stop its aggression towards Ukraine. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin told US President Joe Biden during their video call last week that Russian troops did not pose a threat to anyone. According to a BBC report, tensions are growing as Moscow amasses troops on Ukraine's border. Meantime, Ukrainian authorities have said Moscow could be planning a military offensive at the end of January. On Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a virtual summit aimed at reducing tensions in the region. Booster jabs will be offered to everyone over 18 in England from this week, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced as he declared an Omicron emergency. No one should be in any doubt there is a tidal wave of Omicron coming, Boris Johnson said in a TV statement on Sunday evening. The target to offer a booster to all adults by the end of January will be brought forward by a month, he said. Some medical appointments may also be postponed to focus on boosters. Johnson gave his update on Sunday evening just hours after the UK's COVID alert level was raised to 4 due to the spread of the new Omicron virus variant. Level 4 means a high or a rising level of transmission, and the last time the UK was at level 4 was in May. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumini province, Karnali province and Far West province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. And it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 19.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Voting to elect new leadership of Nepali Congress is beginning in a while five candidates vying for party presidency, including Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba. Nepal receives nearly 2 million doses of Moderna COVID-19 vaccines under COVAX facility. President Vidya Devi Bhandari launches MBBS and other academic programs of Karnataka Academy of Health Sciences. And U.S. President Joe Biden declares a disaster in Kentucky following massive destruction by powerful tornadoes. Well, that's all that we have for this edition, aren't it? Next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.